From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The personal attacks that have characterized both sides of the presidential campaign this week echoed today on the floor of the Senate. A senior Democratic senator delivered an unusually harsh attack on President Bush and Vice President Cheney. And a Republican, who's often tangled with the White House, today rose to its defense. In a few minutes, we'll have some analysis on the presidential campaigns with our guest commentators. First, NPR's David Wellner reports on the day's events at the Capitol.
New Jersey Democrat Frank Lautenberg, who's an 80-year-old World War II veteran, brought a large placard to the Senate floor today. On it was a drawing of a chicken wearing an army jacket festooned with ribbons and medals.
Chicken hawks. They shriek like a hawk, but they have the backbone of a chicken. We know who the chicken hawks are. They talk tough on national defense and military issues and cast aspersion on others. When it was their turn to serve, where were they? A-W-O-L. That's where they were.
And the lead chicken hawk, said Lautenberg, is Vice President Cheney. The New Jersey senator chided Cheney, who got deferrals from military service during the Vietnam War, for a speech Monday in which the vice president had questioned the national security judgment of Vietnam veteran and Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry.
He fought for our country, still has shrapnel in from the battlefield. Vice President Cheney, he said, and I quote him, that at the time he had other priorities in the 60s than military service. He ought to tell that to the parents of those who lost their lives in Vietnam.
And Lautenberg accused President Bush of leading the nation into what he called a quagmire and mess in Iraq.
He said, bring them on, in this gesture of bravado. But he wasn't brought on. He was brought onto the deck of the aircraft carrier, but he wasn't brought onto the battlefield in Vietnam when there was a chance to do something.
Arizona Republican John McCain, a Vietnam vet who spent 5 years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam, rose to respond.
Pretty rough stuff, Mr. President, calling people chicken hawks and talking about service to the country or lack of.
McCain said he found Lautenberg's chicken hawk drawing kind of clever, but also inappropriate at a time when U.S. troops are putting their lives on the line in Iraq.
Senator Kerry, the Democrat nominee, says we've got to stay the course. He may have different views as to exactly how to do that than the president and the administration, but we're in agreement. And meanwhile, what are we doing here on the floor of the Senate? We're attacking the president's credentials because of his service or lack of service in a war that ended 30 years ago.
McCain pleaded for such criticism to stop until the fighting in Iraq has ended.
Yes, there are enormous difficulties. No, things haven't worked out as well as they should have. Yes, I myself would have had different approaches to the challenge in Iraq, but we're there. We're in a very, very crucial moment. Why don't we all join together and sit down and work out with the administration, both sides of the aisle, a common approach, so that we send a single message.
Nevada's Harry Reid, who's the Democratic whip, said he was proud not only of what John Kerry's done, but also of President Bush.
This is a he said, she said, they said, and my friend from New Jersey has, you know, he's a war veteran himself. He has a right to speak, as we all know, but I'm sure he would not have spoken had this not started some other place.
The debate ended with McCain calling for a truce on the Senate floor. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.